I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, lots of Ethiopian children dream of becoming professional runners. We meet one who was adopted into one of this country's premier running families. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Minneapolis was looking forward to welcoming Zion Williamson and Duke to town this weekend for the men's Final Four. Oops.
I'm terribly sorry that Michigan State has managed to harsh everyone's mellow for this. But Michigan State was a better team. Zion Williamson, God love him, is an enormous talent. But I look at him and I see Charles Barkley. I see Karl Malone. I don't see this unprecedented beast that ate basketball. I mean, I saw Bill Walton play in college. I saw Michael Jordan play in college. Zion Williamson is a great player. He's going to make a lot of money. But let's all settle down.
Well, some say he has the potential to earn $1 billion, that's billion with a B, over the course of his NBA career. Is there any way he could ever live up to all the hype?
Well, I don't know about living up to the hype, but I think they're right about how much money he's going to make. First of all, let's never minimize the importance of having a really cool name.
Right.
And he has a really cool name. Okay, so his ancillary income is going to be through the roof. He's going to do fine. I wouldn't be surprised if he made $1 billion.
What would March Madness be without a story about the NCAA getting a bit overzealous with their amateurism rules? The latest kerfuffle involves Virginia's Kyle Guy. What was Kyle's infraction?
Kyle's getting married, okay?
Good for Kyle.
To the lovely Alexa Jenkins. And like most betrothed couples, they've set up a wedding registry,
right,
which apparently is against NCAA rules.
They've had to make it visible only to Kyle's fiance, which is really, really beside the point.
Yeah, does that mean like Kyle's not going to get to like use the 15 blenders he gets? Do they think Kyle's going to like sell out the University of Virginia for some flatware? What are these people thinking?
When the best shooter in NBA history gets contact lenses, it makes the news because the best shooter in NBA history has apparently been dealing with poor eyesight for his entire career. Wait, has anyone checked to see if Steph Curry is just playing an April Fool's joke on us?
Apparently he has a condition called keratoconus, which basically what happens is over time your cornea changes shape. And he gets blurred vision, and nobody in the NBA is going to believe this, by the way. But apparently it's serious, and he's gone to contact lenses, which means we will be treated for the next few years to the occasional search for Steph Curry's contact lens, where everybody walks around looking at the floor like they could actually see it.
On Wednesday night, Atlanta Hawks veteran Vince Carter made his broadcast debut calling the Hawks 76ers game. Thing is, I'm not sure he remembered to tell his coach about his plans for the evening.
Coach telling me to sub.
Coach is trying to sub you in. Coach, he's in a suit.
Isn't calling a game that your current team is playing in some sort of conflict of interest?
Well, probably not. Those rules went out the window a long time ago. But I think his broadcast partners were very, very good about teasing him.
By all accounts, Vince Carter did a good job, but that doesn't mean he's ready to hang him up and switch to broadcasting full time. Carter says he's hoping to play for a 22nd season, which would be an NBA record. Do you think he'll get the chance?
I hope so, because he's still apparently useful. I mean, you heard the coach tried to sub him in. I would like to see him play. If this is a record, I hope he gets it.
America's pastime has a new tradition, Charlie, and that tradition is booing Bryce Harper. I'm not at all surprised that he's being booed in Washington. Are you surprised that he's being booed by fans in Philadelphia as well?
No, I've been to games in Philadelphia. I know what those people are like. It's the Wild Kingdom down there. He struck out and got booed. But at this point, I've got to wonder if Philadelphia fans aren't just doing performance pieces. I mean, you know, they're expected to boo the guy because he's making more money and he was their heart's desire. So naturally, they're expected to boo him. So they've done that now so everybody can settle down.
A high school baseball coach in Utah has been put on leave. And really, I can't believe he hasn't just been fired outright. Would you like to explain what Steve Ross did?
His field was like really wet. And he decided that the way you dry something out is to like heat it up, right?
Right.
So what he did was he poured gasoline on the field and lit it on fire, not apparently realizing that you will lose your field if you do this. Setting something on fire will dry it out, but it will turn it to ash. It's not terrific environmentally either, but the whole point is it's not going to achieve your primary purpose.
And finally, Charlie, the minor league Stockton Ports allowed fans to pick the walk-up songs for the opposing batters when the Ports faced the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes on opening day. Actually, the Ports are going to do this during every home game, but I just wanted to be able to say Rancho Cucamonga on the air.
I think you've done a fine job, and it's a worthy career goal, and I'm glad you've achieved it. This, of course, is open to all sorts of mischief. Which makes it great, by the way. Which makes me want to go to Stockton, California.
And it's pick the only reason to go there.
Obscure Frank Zappa cuts for somebody's walk-up music.
And, of course, they're charging a little money, and it's going to go to their charity.
Sure.
So that's great.
Sure, absolutely.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.